Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The nation's Independence Day celebrations will go on, but intelligence officials are ramping up security measures.
The biggest fireworks show in America, along New York City's East River, with an estimated 3 million spectators, has the police in the Big Apple on high alert.
You will see a very significantly enhanced police presence in the city.
Out on the water, officials patrolling the harbors around Manhattan and conducting security dives along the Macy's fireworks barges.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick. An 18-year-old college student from Fairfax County lost part of his leg in a bizarre incident in New York Central Park over the weekend. Authorities say Connor Golden apparently unwittingly jumped on some explosive material that had been left next to a rock in the park. The blast severely damaged his left foot and leg. Rain is in Washington's forecast today and tonight, and that could mean a change of plans for the National Mall.
As of right now, we've always been able to get the firework display off on the 4th of July.
If this forecast holds, might be a bit tougher this year for Lieutenant James Murphy and the park police to keep that streak alive. He says they'll make the call sometime this evening before the scheduled 9:09 start time. If the weather starts posing a public safety risk this afternoon, they may enact the Safe Haven plan, moving people into nearby museums. And should they need to move the show, it'll be to tomorrow night, the 5th, with a somewhat smaller operation.
Not as many medical facilities, more of an open venue, and that is the rain plan if the fireworks do not go off.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro, meanwhile, is suspending its SafeTrack work for the day to help you celebrate Independence Day.
When the fireworks end, expect a rush to Metro.
If you can, choose a station other than Smithsonian and just walk a slight distance, like Federal Triangle.
That's Metro spokesperson Dan Stessel. Metro is stopping SafeTrack for the holiday. It will run regular service on all lines from 7 a.m. to midnight.
The riders are clear no later than 10:30 or 11. It takes about an hour or so for us to do that.
If there is a rain delay, Metro will push its planned SafeTrack work an extra day. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if you're planning to celebrate the holiday with some adult beverages, but you don't want to take Metro home, you can get a free cab ride tonight.
41% of all traffic deaths, U.S. traffic deaths, during Independence Day actually involve drunk drivers.
And that's why Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program says they're once again offering free cab rides as part of the Sober Ride program between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
Over 65,000 people have utilized the service rather than possibly driving home impaired. July 4th is always a busy one for us.
That number to call, 800-200-TAXI. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And how big a party day is the 4th this year? Well, we can get some idea by checking out what people say they're buying.
A new survey of just over 1,000 Americans by Retail Me Not found that 73% said they'd be buying groceries and celebrating at home for Independence Day and plan to spend an average of $89. However, a handful are planning bigger get-togethers, with 4% saying they planned on spending more than $250 for their 4th of July festivities. The 4th is also a good time to get grilling supplies purchased. 28% said they would either buy a new grill, fill their propane tank, get a bag of charcoal, or take home some grilling tools. And what about booze? 55% of millennials and Generation Xers are planning to drink this holiday weekend, but just 4 in 10 of baby boomers said they will do the same. I'm John Stolness.
And it's a kind of a yucky day at the beach in 4 Florida counties due to a massive algae bloom.
The problem began with water releases from Lake Okeechobee, intended to protect nearby communities from flooding. Here's former Martin County Commissioner Maggie Herchala.
This year we've got an algae bloom in Lake Okeechobee that is toxic, that has the highest levels of toxin they've ever tested before.
That algae has now clogged beaches that bring in vital tourist dollars and waterways used by the fishing industry.
We're spiraling into a massive fish kill in Martin County and on the West Coast estuary. That's the next step after the algae blooms. Yeah. It dies. You get a fish kill.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949. The Nasdaq at 48,63. Sports. The Nationals maintain a 5-game lead in the NL East with another win over the Reds. The Mariners complete the 4-game sweep of the Orioles. NBA. The Wizards reportedly pick up point guard Trey Burke from Utah. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105. 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Proud to exercise our right to free speech.
It's a right, freedom you have here in America.
It's a free country.
Proud to celebrate America.
America is the greatest country on earth.
This is WMAL.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First to the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. The George Washington Parkway northbound, a bit sluggish from 395 to 14th Street Bridge to Spout Run Parkway. It's about a 6-minute travel time. 270 northbound from the Beltway to 121, a 20-minute travel time. That's about the norm. Route 50, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, eastbound, westbound, no serious delays this time around. The outer loop, the inner loop of the Beltway moving along quite well, no serious delays here. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Vienna, 66 in Gaithersburg, 70 degrees in Washington. Federal safety regulators warn some Honda and Acura owners, they should not drive their cars until their airbags are replaced. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:06, Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. In for Brian and Larry, 888-630. 9625, 888-630, WMAL, so much going on, even though it is a 4th of July weekend. WMAL political analyst David Drucker joins us. David, always a pleasure to speak with you, senior congressional correspondent with the Washington Examiner. And David, even though it is the 4th of July weekend, there is lots to talk about. First off, of course, as we all know, Hillary Clinton is finally interviewed by the FBI on Saturday of a 3-day weekend. Now, they say she and the FBI were trying to figure out a date that they could meet, and this weekend was it. To me, obviously, they're trying to minimize media coverage. Will they be successful?
We'll find out. I mean, Bill Clinton meeting on that Phoenix tarmac with Loretta Lynch didn't help matters. It cast sort of fresh attention on this long simmering, I don't know, scandal is the word. Problem is definitely the word, a word. But, you know, Donald Trump did his best to help Clinton out by his creative tweeting over the weekend. So, I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a weekend that none of us much remember in the campaign down the line, most likely. But we'll find out.
There's a lot to discuss here as far as Loretta Lynch, of course, and her saying that she will abide by whatever the FBI decides. Does this put more or less pressure on James Comey?
Well, look, by all accounts, you don't pressure James Comey. He does what he does. So I don't think that if that's the case, what happened with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton should matter. I think what's notable is Loretta Lynch did not take herself out of a position to ultimately decide on the matter. She said that she expects to follow whatever the FBI and career prosecutors recommend. She didn't say that it was up to them. So she calls herself a lot of discomfort, but she still has retained the option of acting as, you know, as the Attorney General in her appointed position to ultimately rule on this thing if she wants to.
Now, we're hearing that no charges will be brought. Who knows if that is true? But if that happens and no charges have been brought, do you think, David, that there has been enough coverage of this to still damage her campaign? I've said this for a long time now, that I think it's a judgment issue for Hillary. Regardless as to whether or not she broke any laws, she showed poor judgment, among many other things. What does it mean politically if no charges are brought? Does this mean that the Republicans have to focus more on the judgment aspect of this as opposed to actually breaking a law?
So I've agreed with you all along as it happens. I've always thought that the way you go after Mrs. Clinton on this is as a matter of judgment. She was the Secretary of State, and one of the selling points, really the big selling point for her candidacy, has been competency and judgment. She'd really know, you know, even if you don't agree with her, she would know what she is doing as president. And this whole thing is a way to put that into question and undercut that. But, you know, at the same time, one of the things I've discovered in covering the race over the last year and a half is that this really is seen through a partisan lens by most voters. I mean, Democrats think that, yes, she shouldn't have done this, and, you know, yes, it was a mistake, but it's all a part of a partisan witch hunt to get the Clintons, just like Republicans always want to get the Clintons. And Republicans, of course, see this as a matter of the law and of judgment. It's just another reason why she can't be trusted. So there's a sliver of voters in the middle for which it could matter, too. But we're also now dealing with a presidential race where both candidates are muddying the water. I mean, they're both about the most unpopular nominees we've ever nominated, ever, in the history of the country. Nobody likes them. They like Donald Trump even less than her. You can go after her on all sorts of judgment and transparency and honesty issues. You can also go after him on those issues. He's seen as slightly more honest and trustworthy than her, but she's liked a little bit more than he is. So at the end of the day, I think the whole thing's going to be a wash if she's not indicted.
David, you mentioned earlier that Americans simply do not trust Hillary. There's poll after poll that shows that. What does she have to do to get folks to trust her again? Is there any way for her to win back the trust of the American people, or is the damage done? What can she do here?
I tend to think for the purposes of the campaign, the damage is done. But I suppose if she was not indicted and could put the whole thing behind her, that might be one way to do it. I tend to think a lot of these things are baked in at this point, just because we're dealing with, I mean, she's so well known, she's been in the public eye for so long, that I think it's going to be hard for her to reinvent herself, given the fact that, you know, we're dealing with a scandal or an issue that's now a year old, and look, the Republicans aren't going to let it drop. So it's, you know, I don't know if she can get there. She can improve her numbers. I just don't know if she's ever going to get there. She might be able to get there in comparison to her opponent, but I think it's going to be a heavy lift.
Now, we're hearing names like Tim Kaine, Elizabeth Warren for Hillary's VP pick, among others. Who does she need on her side? What kind of candidate, as far as a VP nomination goes? Is there a type of candidate she needs, and is there any names that are being floated out there that might be off the radar?
Well, look, I think you always need to answer the heartbeat away question first. I think you need to show voters that with your first presidential decision, you made a good choice. And so somebody that people feel confident over the course of a campaign could do the job as president, I think is a really big deal. Second of all, you need somebody who can promote and defend your agenda. We take that for granted, but this cycle, we shouldn't take that for granted. And then, you know, third, you want to find somebody that's going to excite the party and make people feel good about the direction you want to take them. So you have to take your political base into consideration.
On that note, let's awkwardly segue then to Donald Trump, and he is getting ready to announce his VP pick as well. In the last couple of days, we've heard names like Newt Gingrich, we've heard names like Chris Christie, and now Indiana Governor Mike Pence is also being floated. It's an interesting scenario within the Republican Party because it seems like there are some folks that simply do not want to be Donald Trump's running mate. There's enough people that don't want to even go to the convention. What are the nuances within Donald Trump's ability to pick a running mate? That's one. And two, what happens if he starts asking folks and they simply don't want to run with him? Because we've seen names that have been thrown out there only to have them say, well, I don't want to run with Donald Trump. I think obviously they need to do their vetting ahead of time. But what does Donald Trump need to do?
Well, look, first of all, if you're being vetted seriously, it means you're willing to do it because you don't, you have to voluntarily hand over tax returns and all sorts of personal documents. So anybody that doesn't want to be his running mate won't be doing that. And we know that that they're vetting. I think it would help Trump immensely if he could stay focused on message, not get diverted by tangents, and sort of try and put together a campaign that's professional and knows what it's doing, and then, still incorporate a sort of creative, different part of Trump that has been appealing to so many voters. But it is
David Drucker. Go ahead, finish your thought.
I was just going to say it's a challenge for him because he does believe in so many things that are counter to Republican orthodoxy. And if you're a Republican elected official that has, been in this game for many years, a lot of what Donald Trump says, you just simply don't believe. So you either have to change your opinion overnight or figure out how you would promote and defend him.
All right, David, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. WMAL political analyst David Drucker, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great 4th of July. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I'm in for Brian and Larry. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, right now, 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. A bit sluggish, not too bad. No problems to speak of on the inner loop or the outer loop. The Beltway in either state, and 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge in Maryland. The Beltway, it's about a 10-minute commute. Now, keep in mind, because it is the 4th of July, look for numerous street closings during the parade, and in effect right now, the 3rd Street, 9th Street, 12th Street tunnels will remain open. The 9th Street and 12th Street tunnel will be shut down during the 4th of July parade, and Constitution Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to the 14th Street area northwest. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, all eyes on the sky. High near 75 today. Rain, possible lightning and thunder tonight. Will we get the Capitol 4th in? We'll see. Right now, it is 70 degrees on WMAL. Don't you just love diversity? And safe spaces? Well, we're finding out now that forced diversity training backfires, according to a new study out of Harvard. So I don't know about you, but I have been hauled into some sort of a hotel ballroom or some sort of a cafeteria. And yes, I've been forced to watch the diversity training videos. And, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if anybody ever really learns anything from those diversity training videos. But here's the deal. This new study shows that if that is forced upon you, if you are forced to sit in that chair and watch these silly videos, the truth of the matter is they're causing more harm than good. Here's how the story goes. This comes out of Fox News. Managers sent to mandatory diversity training sessions often come away resenting the very groups they were being encouraged to accept, according to this study. And it is entitled, Why Diversity Programs Fail. And it's been published in the latest edition of Harvard Business Review. And it gets even worse when threats and punishments are imposed to ensure participation. This is really interesting. The guy who did the study says that people often respond to compulsory courses with anger and resistance. And so what they're seeing is that if your company says you have to go or else, well, that or else means that everybody just starts to get a little angry. And they even say, according to the survey anyway, that your organization will become less diverse, not more. So how they did the study is they looked at financial institutions where in mandatory initiatives aimed at increasing diversity have not increased the number of white women and black men in managerial positions. The study claims that 5 years after implementation of involuntary training, the proportion of minority managers either remained stagnant or declined
As much as 9% for black women. Isn't that interesting? Now, if employees are given the option of attending these specific kinds of events, well, it's a little bit better. If you are voluntary, training is invoked. The opposite effect happens. Minority representation in management increases around 4% for black men. The study also found that when training is not forced on employees, as many as 80% take part, and the benefits, they say, are measurable. See, isn't that interesting? So if you're forced to go, and if you're a company that forces your employees to go, and let's face it, the majority of these companies who are doing the diversity training and they force their employees to go to diversity training, it's all about avoiding lawsuits, right? I mean, don't we all know that? That's what it's all about, is avoiding lawsuits. And I know that I'm really cynical, but I've been working in corporate America for a long time. So they looked at large banks and other big companies, and we know that they shell out millions of dollars every year for this diversity training, in part, again, to discriminate and guard against discrimination lawsuits. So what they say is that ultimately, if people are not forced to do these things, then the result is a lot better. They also say that forced training could cause employees to get defensive, and that people often do not react in a positive way to that training. I bet you're like that. I bet when you go into those diversity training meetings, do you feel defensive? You know, the other thing that they've found out is that minorities who have to go to those training sessions, they feel singled out in those meetings. Because what are the meetings all about? It's all about diversity. And so now the minorities who might be within those meetings, they start to feel like they're being singled out. One of the other things that they found out, and I was really surprised at this, one of the things that they found out is that even in the bastion of diversity, colleges around America, there are colleges now, even though you're writing a humongous check every single semester. You know what some colleges are now doing, including the University of Toledo, is they are forcing and requiring diversity training. It's they have this thing called a strategic plan for diversity and inclusion, and it requires all faculty and students to enroll in diversity training by the year of 2017. Unbelievable. And they're saying that it does alienate minorities and women. And they also say that it is causing more damage than good. So I thought that was really interesting. And coming up, I'm going to stay on this road a little bit. A New York school is telling white kids they should be ashamed of their privilege. You can never get tired of the white privilege topics. That and more is coming up. My name is Dan Mandis. Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I'm in for Brian and Larry. The phone number, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Learn directly from the experts the skills you need for a fulfilling career in cyber and national security at UMUC's National Security Career Discussion at Dorsey Station, July 20th. Find out how UMUC can help prepare you for your future. For more information, visit umuc.edu/radio.
8:25, time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Not too many problems. Everything moving along quite well on both the inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia. 270, pretty good as well, northbound and southbound. Just a tap of the brakes on the George Washington Parkway northbound from 395 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway. It's about a 15-minute trip. Should only take you about 13. 66 eastbound and westbound. No serious delays there at all. This report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk and gunk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All of the instructors that I've had have really attended to matters.
Seeing some early patchy fog, steadier rain for the afternoon. Thunder possible, and the rain could be heavy. We'll top out around 75. Rain with thunderstorms possible tonight, low 71. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 70 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. This is WMAL at 826. I, of course, am in for Brian and Larry. Darn glad to be here as well. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. A New York school is telling white kids they should be ashamed of their privilege. When will this insanity end? It is parents with children at an elite Manhattan school furious about a diversity program that segregates their kids by race and claims that even white babies are capable of racism. No, I'm serious. And so, as you can imagine, the parents are really upset. And unfortunately, we're seeing this more and more in schools today. And what they're really doing is they're encouraging segregation. They're encouraging these pupils and these kids to, in my opinion, start to hate each other, because it seems to me like they are teaching hate when they teach that the white kids are bad and the black kids are essentially good, and the white kids should be ashamed of their heritage. The white kids should be ashamed of their past. And again, we're seeing this more and more in schools, and the schools are trying to create not only more separation, but they're also fostering what I would call a status of victimhood. And here in America today, unfortunately, it seems like that is happening more and more. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL. Got a lot more coming up next.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Call 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I'm Dan, in for Brian and Larry. Coming up, how do veterans handle the 4th of July? Well, sadly for many, not very well. Details next on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. So how well will the weather cooperate with our 4th of July celebrations? Meteorologist Chad Myers.
It'll rain in New York City later on tonight, I think around 10 o'clock. But it will rain in D.C. around noon today and rain most of the day, but should be over by fireworks.
Out west, meanwhile,
drought has prompted fire officials to restrict or ban some fireworks. The states of Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, and several others have issued bans for many cities where the environment is too dry to risk the potential for wildfire.
Meteorologist John Trout. Recent terror attacks around the world have put U.S. authorities on higher alert today to 4th of July festivities around the country.
You can bet that police across the country in very close contact with federal agencies to assess the latest intelligence stream. Everybody is concerned about a possible terror attack, even though there's no credible evidence.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick reporting a bizarre incident in New York Central Park has seriously injured an 18-year-old college student from Fairfax County.
His foot's all but detached. His friends claim he was just walking down the rocks and stepped on something.
Authorities say Connor Golden lost part of his leg when he apparently stepped on some kind of fireworks or explosives left on the rocks in Central Park. Hundreds of thousands are expected to line the banks of Boston's Charles River to watch the fireworks and the Boston Pops Orchestra perform tonight. But in Hartford, Connecticut, the fireworks show is canceled because the mayors of Hartford and East Hartford say they couldn't justify the $100,000 expense. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent a July 4th message to President Obama. Putin says he hopes that relations between the U.S. and Russia will get back on track. Ties between the two countries hit a post-Cold War low in 2014 when Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and threw its weight behind separatists in eastern Ukraine. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the Nasdaq at 48,63. Sports, the Nats get a decisive win over the Reds. The Mariners complete the four-game sweep of the Orioles. And word is the Wizards have traded a 2021 draft pick for Utah Jazz point guard Trey Burke. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. One issue on the Beltway's inner loop approaching the Eisenhower Avenue connector. A disabled vehicle, they pushed it over to the shoulder. Be careful nonetheless. 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the southeast southwest freeway to New York Avenue. A bit sluggish. As far as 95 in Virginia and Maryland, moving along quite well. No serious delays here. And keep in mind, Metro Rail on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon. Then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight tonight, the 4th of July. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Manassas, 68 in Kensington, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is the 4th of July weekend. How are you? My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Will we be able to get the fireworks in? Should be very interesting. We've got your traffic and weather all day today here on WMAL. It was, of course, a very big weekend from a political standpoint with Hillary Clinton, of course. She has been interviewed now by the FBI. The big question is going to be, what is going to happen next, and how will it affect Hillary Clinton? How will it affect Hillary's campaign? And ultimately, what will happen next? And we've covered that quite thoroughly this morning. 4th of July, firework injuries. It is getting worse. And here's what's going on. Because every single year, right about, July 5th or July 6th, we start hearing all of the really, I don't want to say funny because that's just wrong, but you can always count on stupid people to do stupid things. And yes, I'm sorry, there's going to be some people that are going to be maimed for using fireworks wrong. But that's what's happening. Last year was the worst year for fireworks injuries in at least 15 years. This is according to a new report released on Thursday by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And of course, this comes out just in time for today's 4th of July festivities. 11 people, listen to this, because it sounds like a lot. 11 people died in 2015 using fireworks incorrectly. 11,900 people were taken to the hospital with fireworks-related injuries. Now, is it just me or does that sound like a lot? About 67% of those injuries occurred in the 30 days before and after the 4th of July celebration. As they like to say, a sobering reminder as this year's holiday approaches. And I think part of what we're seeing is that fireworks have gotten better over the years. And it used to be that when a lot of us were kids, the fireworks that we could fire off at home and light off at home, they weren't nearly as sophisticated as you could see, let's say, for example, if you went to a ball game or if you went to a college or whatever it is. But now we're seeing a couple of things. One, yes, we are seeing fireworks becoming a lot more sophisticated. I remember when I was a kid, and I think it was probably because my family was lame, to be honest with you. But I remember we had the snakes. You remember those? And they always had a very distinctive smell to them. But we had the snakes, we had the sparklers, and also we had the fountains and those kinds of things. But these days, there are such fireworks that are very loud. I mean, louder than I've ever heard before. And so what we're seeing now is a couple of different things. One is, yes, we're seeing people use more sophisticated fireworks, and we're also seeing people, let's just say, manipulate the fireworks, and they're putting maybe, a little bit more gunpowder in them or whatever it is that they put in them to make them so explosive. And so people are really creating fireworks that are far bigger than they're really even supposed to be. You can also buy them, just so you know, on what I would call anyway, the black market. And so that's why the number of people who are dying and the number of people who are becoming injured, that's part of the reason. But the other part is that people are frankly just, thanks to social media, doing kind of stupid stuff. And I have a show Facebook page. It's a Dan Manda Show Facebook page. And if you go there, you will see a video of a guy. It has to be one of the dumbest videos I've ever seen. But you know what he's doing? Is he's putting one of these sparklers up and he's holding it over a head. He's adjusted it and attached it to his shower. Now, we all know what a sparkler is, right? The flames, or whatever you want to call them, the sparks just come raining down on you. Well, that's what this guy does, is he's got the sparkler and the flames and all these sparks are raining down on him like he's taking a shower. Now, the funny thing is, when he does this, what ultimately ends up happening is he starts screaming in pain and he ends up falling on his derriere, if you will, trying to get away from the fireworks. And speaking of fireworks, Sean Gourley is with us now. And Sean, you are co-founder and executive director of the Military with PTSD, and you're author of The War at Home, One Family's Fight Against PTSD. One of the things that veterans, of course, have to deal with on the 4th of July, Sean, is that they have to deal with the effects of PTSD and how the loudness and the sounds of the fireworks send them into, I guess I would call it, a PTSD episode. What are veterans going through tonight, Sean?
Tonight, a lot of veterans know that it's coming. So 4th of July, it can be bad if they don't prepare themselves for it or if they don't know that they might have a PTSD reaction. But for the veterans who have been through this before, they pretty well know, and they'll either go put their headphones on or they'll leave so they don't have to deal with it. We've passed out signs all over the country this year, and these signs are asking people to give a courteous heads up whenever you're going to be setting off fireworks. And it's actually for any other day other than July 4th, because the veterans, they all know that the fireworks are coming on July 4th.
Now, we have some folks who, as you said, you're placing signs in the front yard. How do neighbors typically respond to that? I'm assuming that in this day and age, we all have a pretty good awareness of PTSD. So is it safe to say that the majority of Americans, when they see the sign, are they respecting what the veterans are going through?
Last year was our first year passing them out. And last year it was kind of the big aha moment for a lot of people. They were like, I never even thought about that or put two and two together. This year, a lot of people are very responsive to it. Some people aren't. Some people just aren't going to be at all. Last night, one of our neighbors came outside at 11:30 at night because somebody was setting off fireworks, and we were standing there. And she asked the gentleman, she said, you know, I've got a newborn that's trying to sleep. Can you please keep it down out here? You know, set your small ones off and wait till tomorrow. You know, we're leaving tomorrow, so our baby's not affected. And he just flat out said, no, it's my right. There are people that are going to be like that. But for the majority, for the most part, you know, we've heard some wonderful stories from veterans. There was a group of kids that saw one of our veteran signs in the yard, and they went and got their mom, and the kids and the mom walked down to the house and talked to the veteran and said they saw the sign and that they wanted to set off some fireworks, but wanted to make sure it was okay first. And the veteran told him, sure, go ahead. And he went out and actually set off fireworks with them. And that's what
awesome.
The sign's really about.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean. Is there a difference between fireworks on that particular street or whether it's two blocks over? In other words, if I see a sign or somebody sees a sign and I want to be courteous, how far away from that house do I need to be in order to light my fireworks, but at the same time protect that veteran from any PTSD issues?
It really depends on what you're setting off. The big ones that sound like huge bombs, and
yes.
You can be two neighborhoods away and still hear them. It's mainly those big ones or I don't want to say bottle rockets, but it is kind of the bottle rocket type, the whistlers, whenever they go up and pop unexpectedly, because it's the unexpected fireworks that do a lot of damage to veterans because they don't know what's happening, and it triggers a response and puts them thinking, you know, we're being attacked or there's gunfire or there's bombs. It puts them right back in that thought. And so that's why on the 4th of July, a lot of veterans, you'll see them, they either go camping, they stay in their house, what have you, just because there's really no way to avoid it on July 4th.
Thank you, Sean, and I appreciate you being with us. You're doing great work there. Sean Gourley, co-founder and executive director of the Military with PTSD and author of The War at Home, One Family's Fight Against PTSD. Certainly, these days we're facing new challenges with veterans and PTSD, and Sean, you have a great 4th of July. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 8:45 mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, we did have a disabled vehicle on the inner loop of the Beltway approaching the Eisenhower Avenue connector, but it has been cleared, so that's good. No other problems on the inner loop, and no problems at all on the outer loop as well. 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the Southeast Southwest Freeway to New York Avenue, a 4-minute trip, just a bit sluggish. The George Washington Parkway, no serious delays there either. And we can tell you that some Metrorail information, the orange, blue, silver lines do expect delays to Vienna, Franconia, and Wheeling-Reston East because of signal problems outside the stadium armory. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 70 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Earlier, I was just to stay on the whole theme of the veterans. And I was talking earlier about the VA suicide hotline workers that are now being ripped for failing vets. And I told you, thanks to what I would just call a blockbuster report from USA Today that said that more than a third of troubled veterans are not getting through to the best trained suicide hotline because the staffers there at the best trained hotline facility, They have poor work habits at the Department of Veterans Affairs call center, according to VA emails obtained by USA Today. And so this came out, I think it was last week, about Wednesday or Thursday, but it didn't get a lot of play. And the reason why it didn't get a lot of play is because there was a lot of other things going on. And unfortunately, that's what seems to be happening across America, is there always seems to be other things going on. And because of that, the VA doesn't get the, you know, I'm not going to say the, I will say the publicity it deserves. And when I say that, I mean that the VA is doing a horrible job of caring for our vets. And this is just another example. There's a guy named Greg Hughes. He is the whistleblower in this particular part of the story. And he says that there are staff who spend very little time on the phone or engaged in assigned productive activity. As a matter of fact, they're asking if they can go home. And people at the VA are saying, yes, okay, Mr. VA operator, Mrs. VA operator, go ahead and go home. Forget about the fact that you've only had maybe one, two, or three calls today. We're going to go ahead and let all those calls roll over to that second bank, as it's known as the backup bank. And this is a very big controversy. But then I saw this. Four veterans, because I like to be fair, four veterans have tied up the VA suicide hotline with abusive calls. So yes, we know that manning the VA suicide hotline is very difficult. I mean, clearly, it's an emotional job, and you're dealing with a lot of folks who are emotional. Well, listen to this. These four people called a total of 5,619 times in May, more than 4% of all 128,346 calls that came into what's known as the Veterans Crisis Line. So that is insane. I've got a little bit more detail on this coming up because it is an amazing story. My name is Dan Mandis. In for Brian and Larry, it is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. Find the best sales in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. This is why we love Ted Britt Automotive. They stand behind their great vehicles, they stand behind the great deals they make, and they stand behind our first responders and members of our military. Visit one of their nine great locations in Northern Virginia or check them out online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Call me a party pooper, a buzzkill, whatever you want. I'm just looking out for your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A small study conducted in the Netherlands found, perhaps not surprisingly, some serious hearing loss following loud concerts. During a half-day music festival, half of participants wore silicone earplugs, while the other half did not. Now, the time average sound level experienced during the festival was 100 decibels. those who wore earplugs had a temporary shift in hearing of 8%, while those who didn't had a temporary shift of 42%. The people who wore earplugs also experienced a lower percentage of tinnitus. That's the ringing in your ears where there's no external sound present. ENT doctors say hearing loss is an important health issue because if it goes untreated, it can lead to isolation, depression, anxiety, even cognitive decline and dementia. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Having some sluggishness, experiencing that on 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the Southeast Southwest Freeway up to New York Avenue. It's just about a 4 or 5 minute commute, nothing serious. And nothing serious either on the inner loop or the outer loop of the Beltway, either state. As far as the Chesapeake Bay Bridge is concerned, westbound and eastbound, no delays whatsoever. We do have a mass transit note for you. Do expect delays at the orange, blue, silver lines between the Vienna, Franconia, and Wheelie Rest in East stations, all because of signal problems outside the stadium armory. This report brought to you by Here Maps. Hit the open road with free offline turn-by-turn guidance that works anywhere. Get it for your phone at here.com/offline. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight, thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 8:56 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes.
Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment. Radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@wmal.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@wmal.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
And Chris Plant is up next. Have a great fourth here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.